WMIS FM 92.1 The River. Kelly Schultz with you, along with Brian Schultz and the BSU Beavers. We are at Marketplace Foods on a Beaver Fever Friday. And joining us right now from the BSU tennis team is the senior out of Virginia, Minnesota, Meg Hafdahl. And Meg, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, no problem.
We haven't had a chance to talk much tennis this year.
No.
First question for you, how did you end up at Bemidji State?
Well, I actually went to the U of M for 2 years after high school, and I applied into the nursing program, but I got put on the wait list, and I was already, like, a year behind, so I was like, I don't want to wait around anymore, so I applied for the nursing program here in Bemidji, and I got in, so.
Well, welcome to Bemidji. It's good to have you here. Obviously, you being a senior, you've played tennis now for the Beavers 3 years. You've seen a lot of adversity on that tennis team with some coaching changes. But this year, your new head coach from Bemidji guy. Talk about that transition.
Well, Mark is just great. He's done a lot for the team already. He's, you know, done a lot for the tennis program itself, like adding our own little, you know, storage space and everything, and then working on getting us some new courts and stuff. But no, he's worked really hard, and like, he's like a tennis coach for the high school and a teacher and like a father of like two kids at home. So I am surprised he has time for us, but he's able to, you know, he's put a lot into it, and his heart's really in it too, you can tell. And he's just really understanding and great coach.
For you being a senior, is it kind of tough? You've seen, you know, him make some progress with your team. How bad do you want to have another year or two with this team?
That's kind of what it feels like. Like, they're all talking about everything they're going to do next season, and they're going to, like, Costa Rica next season.
Oh, fun.
I know. And I was and at the end of the, you know, end of the year get-together, he's talking about all this, and I'm like, oh, great, aww. I don't get to go. But, no, it's like, I'm happy for them, and, you know, they've got, I think they got a great program started, and he's put a lot of work into it, and, you know, the rest of the team is real young, freshmen and sophomores. That's it.
Well, you're the only senior.
Yeah, only senior, no juniors, and I'm actually a super senior, so.
A five-year senior.
Yeah.
Actually, well, five, six-year seniors.
Five-year actually.
Senior. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, being close to home, you're from Virginia, it's got to be nice to have had the chance to stay close to home for college, isn't it?
Yeah. Living in the cities for 2 years, that was almost a little too far because, well, I didn't have a car then either, so I hardly ever got home. But now that I'm here in Bemidji, even just the hour taken off of that drive, it makes a difference, and I'm able to go home a lot more, which is nice.
So you're a nursing major. How many years do you have left before you can go into the workforce?
Well, I'm graduating this year, so I got 2 weeks left of that, and then I'll have to pass the NCLEX exam first. That's like the board exam for nursing.
Wow.
So after that, I can start working. So
awesome.
Nervous, excited, you know, it should be good, though.
Where are you hoping to end up? I mean, obviously, being from Virginia, you've been at Bemidji here for 3 years. Do you plan on staying in Minnesota?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, one of the reasons is because if I was to get a nursing license in another state, I'd have to, like, some states I'd have to, like, retake the tests and everything. So I'd rather just stay in Minnesota. Plus, I like being close to home, and I've got three sisters living in Duluth right now. So I kind of want to end up there, actually. And that's a really cool city. So
nice. What is the one thing you will miss most about Bemidji after you graduate?
Well, I'll miss the tennis team a lot. Like, and just having that, well, it's actually a good workout, you know. Now I'm going to have to actually go to the gym and stuff. But no, I'm going to miss. I made a lot of friends in the nursing program and on the tennis team. And I'm definitely going to miss seeing them, like, every day and, like, on a regular basis. I'll have to, like, drive to go visit people now.
Now, you were named a Beaver Pride Athlete of the Week a couple weeks ago. Talk about that. I'm guessing it was that win against Martin Luther. Was it that weekend or the weekend?
No, it was the weekend after that.
Okay.
It was against Iowa. Southwest, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Honestly, we were playing Crookston that weekend, too, and I thought that we would have a better chance of beating Crookston, and I actually lost both of my matches on versus Crookston, and then Southwest, that was after that, and I was kind of bummed, and, you know, I didn't really expect a win, and then all of a sudden I'm ahead, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I could actually do this. So then I got, and Kaylee, my doubles partner, was playing really well. We were both playing really well as a team for our doubles match. So I don't know, it worked out really well. That was a good finish for my season and for my tennis season too.
What is your favorite memory of your time here at BSU? Was it that weekend, or do you have another one?
Well, that was a really good weekend. Good way to top it off for my whole tennis in general. But I don't know, like, we went to Florida last year, so that was really fun. We went as a team, so with
fun.
Under Beth as a coach, and that was really fun. And I just have a lot of good memories and can't really pick one, I guess.
Well, Meg, we appreciate your time, and good luck on your nursing.
Oh, thank you.
And congratulations on being a Beaver. Once a Beaver, always a Beaver, right?
Oh, yeah, all the way. I used to be a Gopher, but now I've definitely made the switch.
You know what? I have that in common with you. I went to the U of M my first 2 years, too, and didn't like it because it was too big.
Yeah, it's true. It's pretty big. And
graduated
I thought
from
I was
BSU.
A city's girl, but I'm not. I'm a small town girl.
There you go. Well, and I graduated from BSU, too. So
okay.
Once a Beaver, always a Beaver.
There you go.
Thanks so much. And Meg Haftal from the BSU tennis team joining us here today as a final Beaver Fever Friday from Marketplace Foods. Up next, Schultze will visit with Ben Kinney from the men's hockey team. That's coming up, as well as a couple songs in between. We've got U2 and the Smashing Pumpkins on the way here next on 92.1 The River, part of the Beaver Radio Network.